Well, Monday was a big day for our agricultural commodity growers as the USDA supplied us with two key reports, one the planting intentions report, the other the stocks in all positions report. Now, the man in charge of this report is NAS chief, that is Lance Honig, and he said probably the biggest news of the report is we're going to have a new record when it comes to soybean acreage.
It's really highlighted by a big adjustment from corn to soybeans. Soybean acreage is actually expected to total 81.5 million acres. That is a new record high. In fact, it's about 4 million acres above the previous record high planted area. And conversely, we see corn at 91.7 million acres, actually down 3.7 million acres from what was planted last year.
As far as the stock numbers, Joe Glauber says even though we've had some changes, they were within most people's expectations.
We're looking at corn stocks up considerably from last year, not surprising because of the big production, record production we had for corn this year. But the stocks for March 1 on for corn, just a little over 7 billion bushels. And again, that's up around 30% from last year. Soybeans, pretty much also in line with everyone's expectations, around 992 million bushels, up a little bit from last year. And then wheat, all wheat for March 1st, which is, of course, a third quarter number for wheat, is around 1.06 billion bushels, down about 15% from a year ago.
American Farm Bureau Deputy Chief Economist John Anderson says he didn't find anything surprising in any of the numbers.
Soybeans were higher than trade expectations, and corn was below trade expectations in general. I mean, neither of those numbers were a huge miss. If you look at sort of the average pre-report estimates, beans were above their average estimate, and corn was below the average. But both were within the range that somebody was calling for.
Getting down to the actual prices, most of the reports were considered neutral, actually a little bit friendly. May corn picked up a dime to 501 and 3 quarters of a cent. September up 10 and 3 quarters to 501 and 1 half cent per bushel. Beans for May up 27 and a half to 1462. September up 1 to 1247 and 3 quarters of a cent. And May wheat picked up a penny and 3 quarters, 697 and 1 half cent per bushel. Dairy scene. Block cheese, that remains at 238 and one half cent per pound. Barrels, though, now down to 225, while AA butter is at $2 even. Class 3 prices mixed, March 23.27, April down 23.82, June down to 20.45. Your livestock, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 118 to 144. Holstein steers, 110 to 119. Slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 88 to 112, atop at 115. Most of the slaughter cows, 70 to 87, with slaughter bulls at 88 to 115, atop at 122. Replacement bull calves, 150 to 295. Heifer calves, 75 to 255. Again, the feeder pigs, they're asking you to contact your local market for regional pricing. As far as butcher hogs, though, they're strong at 78 to 92, and your market lambs, 160 and down. And that is the lowdown on your agricultural scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.